professional.
You just like this idea that you tell the guest before you press record. Like, I thought that was the whole point of this show. Is that
we try
just,
not to, but you
just
know.
Like you're listening later. It's like, oh my god, they were recording that. Oh my god,
we don't have any legal department. We don't have any what have, and so you know, it seems
well,
like
Oregon is what is it a single
single party consent?
Single
but
party consent.
It's like freedom of speech. State. It doesn't keep you from being an asshole.
Right. So does it mean only one of the three of us has to agree?
Correct.
To be recorded,
it's usually the person with their finger on the button.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. That's very handy.
How do you, I guess, how would you like be a single party consent, but not be the party that actually recorded it?
I guess you'd be like,
I recorded this, but I actually didn't consent. Well, oh shit. I didn't mean to push that button.
Yeah.
It almost doesn't seem possible.
I'm sure somebody could figure out a way to need to do that.
Right.
Like they were really wasted when they hit record. Something
I was
really
drunk recording.
Something really bad was recorded, and they could make the claim that they were not of sound mind.
Right.
To give consent to be record themselves.
By the way, help yourself
Thank
whenever you,
you
feel
I
like
was
it.
I was hoping for such a tool.
Come on, goddammit.
Laurel Wood, if your bottle opener was just a little bit wider, it would pop that thing right off in one go.
Do you think they make them in the basement?
In the basement of Laurel Wood?
Yeah, I could just see a guy down there cutting these up, silk screening them. Yeah, you know, more places should make their own swag.
That's true.
You know, it all kind of comes off as the same, like, oh, yeah, I saw that.
Well, it's all, like, made out of, like, Teespring or something.
Yeah, I saw that in Sky Mall
yeah.
a while ago. It looks good with your logo on it, but it's nothing new. But, like, if they were actually making their own stuff in the establishment, like,
then,
that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, that's true.
Because they wouldn't do a very good job. And so it would look very unique.
Right, that's
an
what
artisan.
Would make them an artisan.
Like, which is the goal.
Like fired ceramics in the pizza oven or something.
There's probably nothing probably it is breaking some sort of like food handlers.
Oh, probably, laws. But I think a lot of stuff that
so long as it's done after
laws.
Hours.
Yeah, who's keeping track?
So one of my coworkers came up to me today and said, I'm really looking forward to listening to your podcast. I haven't heard it yet today.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, man. I'm so
like,
sorry.
Danger.
I'm so sorry. Well, this was it.
So I thought she was talking about this one.
Oh, yeah?
And I was like, you know, part of me, asshole that I am, was like, you know, we've been doing this for some years now. You've known me for a while. You know yeah. I've been doing this. Why is today an exception? But she was talking about the sketch comedy podcast show that we did.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nice. Yeah.
Which was a lot of fun.
It was pretty hilarious.
I did not.
I bet you would do really well.
Oh, yeah.
Sketch comedy
we should
podcast.
Suggest him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. A
yeah.
skateboarding show.
Do they like talking about skateboarding?
I can steer
almost any conversation to skateboarding, I think.
Right.
So. It's a really interesting like way he goes about like developing the sketch.
Because I never would have projected any of the ideas that we came up with during the thing. You know, it's very kind of extemporaneous in some ways.
Oh
like,
yeah,
it comes right out of your head.
Well, so I had like kind of a vague idea of what I thought we could do when we got started.
What was your idea?
Kind of like a Sprocket Sells Out. Episode where like
yeah
you know Spencer right that's his name
Stuart
damn it I'm an asshole
I'm with you
no
buddy.
You're
I'm
fine
you.
You're fine
who are you
yeah. So Stuart could play like the guy that's like all right guys now say this and like just see how many absurd things he could get us to say in like radio promo voices.
Yeah.
Like now you're going to shill for Just for Men or
yeah.
now you're going to shill for, you know, Ron Popeil rotisserie chicken.
Sounds good.
You know, and then like, you know, try to get us to like come up with some sort of like thing.
But that's not what happened.
That is very not what had happened.
Okay.
I got
to hear the show.
That idea wasn't even on the table because we had gone so far away from that. Like if I had suggested that when it came time to like actually develop the skit, it would have been like forcing it on, like superimposing this thing onto a conversation that was not about that at all.
Very cool.
So we're going to talk about traveling with a longboard. how you get it there and what
skateboard,
you do when you get there?
Skateboard, yeah.
Or a skateboard?
Yeah.
Of any kind?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think that's the
Did you travel with a skateboard?
I've traveled with a short skateboard and a long skateboard.
How about this last time?
This last time it was a long skateboard.
Ah, okay. But not a long board.
No, it's the one leaning
skateboard.
Against the wall there.
Are they the same?
It's pretty long. Well, so a long board.
It's definitely long.
You know, you can get as pure about this as you want to, but like.
Are there like technical definitions?
It depends on who you talk to. A skateboard is a skateboard, right?
Uh-huh.
So there are some people who would say that a long board is more about the riding style than the actual size of the long board.
Okay.
Like you could do long board style on a shorter board.
Yeah, I just coincidentally today.
Wait, should we wait for the show to do this? Now that I've got your momentum going, can I interrupt your momentum?
You can do it. I'm all yours. I'm all yours, Aaron.
Everything.
I'm all yours, Aaron. Lead me.
I just wanted to make sure I was referring to it with the proper terminology.
You could call it a wheelie board. You could call it whatever you want to call it.
A transpo board.
I like that. Transpo board.
Okay.
Nice.
Don't call it a hoverboard.
Well,
it used to be cool to call it a hoverboard.
It used to be by Mattel.
And then
by the way.
This crazy exploding two-wheeled monstrosities came out.
And now it's 2017, so we're so far beyond Back to the Future.
I know.
That it doesn't matter anymore.
So sad.
Or something.
So sad.
They're kids these days.
Can we go back in time so that we can re-go back into the future?
I wish.
Go back.
We need to go back.
The Back to the Future.
So we can make our future more like Back to the Future.
Yes, I like this.
It isn't working. This future Back to the Future is not working for me. We got to go back. I'm ready to go.
Are you ready?
Yeah. Re-talk about skateboard.
Yeah, my shoes are tied.
Okay, there we go. Very good. Go bags required.
go bags. We're good.
Okay.